deeply in an impactful way, and that was Salaam Bombay, because of our work with street kids all year. 50,000 kids a year come through our trust. But Films to Change the World is still, still an idealistic yearning, you know. But I think what films can do and have done is open windows and open hearts and make you question what you think you may know, you know, and make you question perhaps the truth that is handed out to us, you know. And hopefully entertain us, you know, transport us to worlds that we don't know of. So that, I think, films do.
The Reluctant Fundamentalist is a thriller. It's a very, very tense and thrilling entertainment. But you must want it to make people question their own spiritual values.
I do. I've made it, you know, also to understand that at the anchor of it is the human being, and the human being is not much different, whether he is Muslim or whether he is Pakistani or whether he's American or whether, you know, the yearning of a human being is absolutely universal. So in making The Reluctant Fundamentalist, I, you know, certainly want to lift the kind of Islamophobia that we are taught to see the world with, and to understand that there is a human being there.
Meera Nair, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Joan Bakewell's guest on Belief was Meera Nair. And if you missed any of the programme, you can hear it and other programmes in the series again via the BBC iPlayer. Tomorrow night, Joan's guest on Belief is Roger Scruton. That's tomorrow night here on Radio 3 at the same time, 10:45.
To the legendary Arthur Rubinstein, she was born to play Chopin. The next Monday lunchtime, Radio 3 lunchtime concert from Wigmore Hall is given by the pianist Janina Fiakowska.
I've always approached Chopin from the classical side. I've always seen him as a very classical romantic. And that's why I think the composer, for me, that is most like Chopin in my heart is Mozart. And this is why I love Mozart just as well.
Piano music by Chopin in the Radio 3 lunchtime concert. Monday lunchtime at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11:15, just gone, and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Muy caliente, yo la seguiré bailando. Las espermas van llorando, el brazo me va pringando. Todo el mundo va gritando, qué bueno que está el fandango. Qué bueno que está el fandango, todo el mundo va gritando.
Vamos, vamos a bailar, que en la plaza está el fandango. Hay un negrito, una negrita que solita está bailando. Thank you.
A bit of old school cumbia to begin the programme tonight from Pedro Lazar y Sus Pelayeros. That was Cumbia del Monte. And welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington with you until 12:30. A very different world now, but the same sort of energy, I think. This isn't Stairway to Heaven, but Stairway to Hell.
that winds are landing at the end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. A true story wants to be mine. A true story wants to be mine. The story is telling a true lie. The story is telling a true lie. Mandolins are ringing, tulip spires singing. Mandolins are ringing, tulip spires singing. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. Dungeons sink into a slumber till the end of time. Dumb bells pound into the unlit end of time. Petrol sings, the dumb bells pound into the unlit end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. In the morning of my winter, when my eyes are still asleep. In the morning of my winter, when my eyes are still asleep, a dragonfly lay in a coat of snow. I'd send to kiss your heart for me. A dragonfly lay in a coat of snow. I'd send to kiss your heart for me. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. The children are jumping in the evening. Children
Well, out of the darkness of Ligeti's L'Escalier du Diable, The Devil's Stairway, played by the pianist Jeremy Denk, came Nico with John Cale and a number called Evening of Light. And this is from an album called White Mountain. It's by an Icelandic musician called Ulfur.
Thank you.
That's the latest release from Kit Downs, which is called Light from Old Stars. Kit's with his quintet, Callum Gulley on bass, James Madron on drums, James Alsop on sax, Lucy Railton on cello, and that number was called Owls. And they've got a lot of live dates coming up. On the 13th, they're at the Hive in Shrewsbury. On the 18th, at the Bonington Theatre in Nottingham. And on the 29th of April, they're at the Cockpit Theatre in London for Jazz on 3. And quite a lot of dates beyond that as well. And they followed Ulfur from Iceland from his album White Mountain. Chris Drever and Eamon Coyne next here on Late Junction. When the whalers had stocked up with water and were leaving the town, the people of Stromness would sing this song as the boats pulled out of the harbour. Farewell to Stromness.
Come, come, my kind comrades, once more let us join. Once more your fine voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, from all sorrow refrain. For we ever or never may we all meet again. The time is advancing when I must away. I bid you a farewell for many long days. Likewise, pretty fair maids of every degree, long in vain will I wish for your kind company. So farewell to Stromness, since I must away. I'll leave my best wishes
Two pieces, both called Farewell to Stromness. First, a version of the traditional song with Chris Drever and Eamon Coyne, and Eliza Carthy also singing on that track. And then Peter Maxwell Davis playing his own piano piece. Now, this is a live recording from the Bullingdon Arms in Oxford. It's Trembling Bells and Bonnie Prince Billy who performed there last May. Two songs from them, Husband and Riding.
As I went out one May morning to view the fields and leaves of spring air, I saw two maidens standing by, and one of them her hands was ringing. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh, dear, my husband's admired wherever he goes, and everyone looks well upon him with his handsome features and well-shaped leg, but still he's got no courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, my husband can dance and caper and sing and do anything that's fitting for him, but he cannot do the thing I want because he's got no courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, oh, dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, every night when I go to bed, I lie and throw my leg right o'er him, and my hand I clap between his thighs, but still I can't put any courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, I wish my husband he was dead, and in the grave I'd quickly lay him, and then I'd find another one who had a little courage in him. Oh, dear, oh, oh, dear, oh, my husband's got no courage in him. Oh, dear.
Trembling Bells with the voice of Lavinia Blackhall and Bonnie Prince Billy. That was recorded at the Bullingdon Arms in Oxford last May, and the concert's just been released under the rather clever title of Bonnie Bells of Oxford. Two songs there, Husband and Riding. And you can find details of all the music I'm playing here on Late Junction on the Late Junction playlist. That's on the Radio 3 website. And if you want more details about anything, do drop us a line to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The American composer Alvin Lucier called this next piece music for piano with amplified sonorous vessels. In practice, that means wine glasses, seashells, clay pots and bamboo cups placed inside or near a grand piano, with a microphone in each vessel routed through to a loudspeaker. It was first performed in 1991, playing it here on this recording, Hildegard Klebb. Thank you.
Thank you. He is the one closest to humankind. Every word that escapes us is taken up by him and recorded in his files. This index is in continual expansion and reaches up into the clouds. Every day he trawls the corridors of his records, searching for the perfect adverbial imprint of the gray shades of being. He has begun to spell his way through the collected vocabularies of the world, living and dead, in addition to the lexicon of heaven. In Azerbaijan, there are no adverbs, merely meandering circumlocutions embedded elsewhere in the language. The god of adverbs finds this deeply distressing. The adverb is the part of speech pertaining to afterthought. When the adverb surfaces in human language, childhood is over. We are left with overlapping gray areas within the domain of reason, in the ruminative gap between question and answer. Truths have a short half-life. This is his gospel. He sees our need to formulate the world, but it is his calling to misgive what is given. And he can only enlighten those who seek enlightenment. When he speaks, his vowels are subdued, and his consonants are pebbles scattered over a large plain of shifting nuances. He hides in thunderstorms and fears the cleft tongue of lightning. It is too explicit. He finds shelter in a soft, soothing mist. All he leaves behind is the sound of tentative footsteps.
The voices there of David Sylvian and Sissel Endresen with Arve Henriksen, Jan Bang and Eric Honoré. That was The God of Adverbs from a brilliant album, Uncommon Deities. And that followed on from Music for Piano with Amplified Sonorous Vessels by Alvin Lucier. And he's going to be at the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Tectonics Festival in May. I'm really looking forward to joining them for that. You can find full details on the orchestra's website and you'll find the festival on Twitter as well. Now, a new release from an often zany and certainly entertaining band from Marseille, their Moussouté et les Jouvants.
Thank you. con toi. Dans le barreau central, j'ai réclamé à boire dans un tout dernier rang. Le patron m'a dit, il faut sortir d'ici, on ne sert pas de pastis, aïe aïe, pour ceux qui montent au paradis. Je suis mort dans sa chambre, serré contre son corps. Dernier mot tendre, j'ai murmuré encore. Mais la belle m'a dit, non plus de gâterie, non, non, pas de délices, aïe, aïe, pour ceux qui montent au paradis. Je suis mort aux balettes, le son. Et dans un dernier cri, j'ai réclamé une chanson. Les musiciens m'ont dit, désolé mon ami, il n'y a jamais de bis, aïe aïe, pour ceux qui montent au paradis. Tout, 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 tout mon temps, je veux prendre tout mon temps. Tout, 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 tout mon temps, et mourir au dernier moment.
Zany there, rather laid back, in fact, Moussouté et les Jouvents, from an album well worth listening to called Artemis. Roger Nicholson was famous in the 60s and 70s for his love of the Appalachian dulcimer and his guitar playing. Here's a track from him called A Carman's Whistle, which I'm playing from Rob Young's excellent Electric Eden compilation. Thank you. That's by the Estonian composer Kirillus Kreek, one of his folk song settings. Sing, sing, sickles. Whoever's sickle is the fastest will meet her bridegroom the fastest. That was the sound of the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir conducted by Paul Hillier. And just before that, Roger Nicholson and the Carmen's Whistle. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with another track from a band I played you last night called The Geordie Approach. It's the trio of Chris Sharkey, Petter Frost-Fudness and Ståle Birkeland. Their new release is called Inner Tween and this is a number called The Homecoming. Thanks for your company tonight. Hope you can join me again tomorrow night, slightly later than usual again at 11:15. Till then, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Quite a few 19th century composers in what you might call the outer orbit of German-speaking Central Europe felt pulled in opposing directions. And in the second hour of today's programme, you can hear Grieg choosing nationalism over cosmopolitanism in his complete Norwegian peasant dances for piano. For this first half hour, Fazil Say is our audio guide, leading us through Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. The composer's inspiration was a set of drawings by an artist friend who'd recently died when he wrote it in 1874. And accompanying us through Mussorgsky's gallery is this recurring promenade theme with which the music takes its first steps.
Thank you. Thank you.